I would like to say a few words about quotas. It seems to me that quotas may be a useful tool for reducing gender disparities. More and more countries are using quotas to boost women's political empowerment. Globally, over 40% of countries have quotas for women members of parliament and local government. For parliaments in particular, 21 countries have reserved seat quotas, and 52 have candidate list quotas. There are also attempts underway to increase the participation of women in corporate boards, as a number of studies have found a positive correlation between companies with women on their boards and their financial success. More recently, a survey of 6,500 companies carried out in the United Kingdom, as noted earlier, looking at the gender composition of company boards, showed that those companies with greater female participation in boards are less likely to be hit by fraud and other kinds of scandals that tend to depress business confidence. So increasing the employment of women, you know, is likely to bring about benefits for economic growth through improvements in the overall quality of governance in the economy. 9 countries have introduced thus far such quotas: Belgium, France, Germany, Iceland, India, Israel, Italy, Norway, and Spain. The levels range from 20% in France to 40% in Iceland, Norway, and Spain. More movement in this area is likely in coming years under the auspices of the European Union. What have we learned about the effects of quotas for parliament and or local government? In fact, the evidence here is quite encouraging. For instance, countries with quotas for women in parliament show higher female labor force participation rates, and this is good for the economy and economic growth. Quotas also appear to have an impact on government spending priorities. Other studies reveal that there is a greater spending on social services and welfare where quotas are implemented. In other words, generally speaking, quotas have begun to ensure that the quality of political decisions will differ. A 1993 study carried out in India looking at data for 265 village councils found that once a quota established a one-third share for female membership, there was considerable more investment in infrastructure relevant to the needs of women and children. Also in India, a 2004 study on local councils discovered that the number of drinking water projects in areas with female-led councils was 64% higher than in those with male-led councils. Focused on India, a study looked at village council leader positions, and in 1998 there were randomly selected seats reserved for women. The study explored the effects of this policy for 2 electoral cycles or 10 years, and the findings are fascinating. Initially, public opinion towards female leaders was low, and villagers rated female leaders as less effective than men despite similar performance. However, exposure to female councillors over a 10-year span altered perceptions of gender roles both in society and in the home. The negative bias male villagers held towards the effectiveness of female local leaders was reduced. After 10 years, women were more likely to run and win local-level political races in villages that had instituted the quotas for positions unaffected by the quotas. So while they may not be an end in and of themselves, quotas can clearly achieve positive ends, and this is very encouraging.